Good morning, everyone. I'm back. It's Dustin Pate. It's episode number 49 this time, man. We're almost to 50 episodes. It's crazy. There was no way I was missing today. That was going to hold me back up because now Monday is episode 50. Cranking off with a whole new digit. You know, we're finally up out of the 40s, man. It's been a crazy ride, man. I've went through a lot of shit. I've grown so much. I know you guys have grown so much. And, you know, I've just been thinking a lot lately. Like, all of this just made me, like, I knew all this was coming. You know what I'm saying? I knew I was going to make it to today. I knew what it was going to get built. You know what I'm saying? And so many people have it a little misconstrued that, like, I'm a risk taker, right? Like, people think I actually take risk. I don't take risk, dude. I know exactly what's going to happen. You know, people have that so, like I said, so misunderstood when it comes to entrepreneurs, thinking that we're risk takers. We are not risk takers. We think you're a risk taker. A real entrepreneur does not think he's at risk or he wouldn't do it. Who the fuck takes a business decision to lose? That's risking. That's gambling. We're not gamblers. You see what I'm saying? We know exactly what the fuck's going on. We know exactly what's going to happen before we pull the trigger. If we didn't, we simply wouldn't pull the trigger. Right? And I think a lot of you today need to look at life a little bit differently. I think a lot of you need to see the risk that you actually are taking. And then you need to see that a lot of what you thought was a risk isn't even a risk. You know exactly what's going to happen if you do it. And then, you know, a lot of things that you do through the day, you know that is a risk and you still do it anyways. You need to start asking yourself, why are you taking this risk? This is very risky. Like, for instance, people that work in the coal mines. And you know, where I'm from, it's a big thing. There's a lot of mining. So, you know, coal miners, they make really good money, especially the underground guys, right? They make really good money, usually like, you know, $1,500 up to like $3,000 a week, sometimes maybe more, depending on their job, right? Depending on what their expertise is, what they know how to do. But a good 2-3, sometimes more months out of the year, these guys get laid off. It never fucking fails. They don't know what the fuck to do the whole time. The whole time they're laid off, they're freaking out. Their whole family's upset. Everything's just—it's just hell for them, right? And I see that as a risk. But so many people will tell you how good of a job it is to work at the mines because of how good they pay, and then they'll all be there talking about some, well, I work the best in here, man. I'm needed. You know what I'm saying? Try to convince themselves of how much they're needed. That way they're not going to be the one to get laid off. And then they still get their ass laid off. You understand? They don't need y'all, man. Once y'all mind, what they pay y'all so good, that way y'all will work hard as fuck. You work hard as fuck, you get a bunch of shit up out of that mine that they can sell, and then they lay y'all's ass off for 2 or 3 months while they sell it. That's what happens, man. And people think that's a great job. It is. For the owner. You know, to me, that's a huge risk, man. And I couldn't set myself, my family up for something like that. And what's crazy is those kind of people think I'm the risk taker. They think that I'm taking risk. That's... Please tell me where I took a risk at, man. Did I take a risk doing eBay automation? Did I take a risk teaching eBay? Did I take a risk drop shipping? Did I take a risk, you know, working with Kyle? Did I take a risk starting 6K Organics? What's actually been a risk? Let's put something on the scale today. You know what I'm saying? What have we actually risked? We've done nothing but capitalize. There's been no risk. So, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me, but I had this strange feeling that all entrepreneurs are the same because it's something in our blood, right? It's something in our DNA. that just, you know, makes us see things the opposite. You know, where you see risk, I don't. Where you think it's uncertainty, I know for certain what's going to happen. And I believe a lot of you here listening do too. And you just need to dig that out today. Today, let's use that a little bit more. I'm just going to go in here and use the fuck out of it like I always do. Me and Jax are ready to get back and start our day. I got so much to do today. Like I said, we've still been looking for a new place. We need somewhere bigger to live. It's been getting a little frustrating at home. The wife saying she feels like she don't have any space. Blase, blase. I don't really know what the deal is, but whatever. If they want more space, I'll get more space. You know, if that's going to make everybody happy, then that's what we're going to do, right? So that, it's just been taking a lot of our fucking time looking for somewhere, though. And that's what frustrates me, because I like getting shit done. And another thing is my damn background's holding me back. A lot of the places, like, if it's through a company, like a rental company or something, I can't even get the damn place because I got a felony pending on my record. And you can't have one like the last 7 years. It has to be over 7 years old. So that's got us fucked for real, for real. But we're keeping our head up. We're not going to worry about it. It's not like we're homeless now. You know what I'm saying? We have a place to live. But like I said, we just wanted somewhere bigger. But my record seems to be holding us back. So we're probably just going to grind and then buy something. Either which way, I'm grinding anyways, you know. It don't matter. Like, I'm not one of them kind of people that thinks I need more room or thinks I need more of anything to make more money. I just make more money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll sit in one spot. I don't even need a house. But anyways, man, I'm sorry today was a short one again. I got shit to do today. I love each and every one of you. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.